Okay, welcome back. Glad to have you on board tonight. Also, glad to have Mitch Henderson with us. As always, the second hour of our third Tuesday. One, two, three. And we're going to talk about World War II again tonight. Now, I did start the program off talking about that. And I honestly don't know if we can only speculate if the people, if the monsters controlling this planet have decided that there will be a thermonuclear exchange as part and parcel of the mass genocide of the Goyim Christian populace of the planet, which will move, of course, down the road to other ethnic populations scattered all over the place. These people, in quotes, have no idea how most people truly, morally think of the value of human life. They don't care at all. And I wonder out loud again and see what Mitch has to say about this. If the Russians realizing that the planet is controlled as it is and the evil that is controlling the planet will, in fact, force World War III on the populace, will the Russians, on their own, of their own volition, make a preemptive move, a preemptive thermonuclear strike, taking out, for example, London, Paris, Brussels, maybe New York and London, or Washington, and say, okay, is that enough? Do we need to go on with it? They know they're going to lose Moscow. But we don't know that they have planned for decades and decades to protect the civilians in Moscow. They can get virtually all Moscow civilian population into underground nuclear survivable shelters within 45 minutes. If they have, I think it's less than that, but I'm going to be a little conservative. So they're preparing to win a thermonuclear war. I wouldn't even want to joke about the so-called civil defense program that this country used to have and what it has now. We have nothing. The people are being hung out here to die and they're just not going to survive. Anyway, Mitch, welcome back. And what are your thoughts about a preemptive move by Russia, knowing that they are going to get pasted at some point? Hello.
Well, I don't think Russia is going to make a preemptive move. I'm going to talk about this in the thing, but I want you to keep in mind that, you see, it is white people that have to be exterminated, because remember
right.
That thing of Hegel, the history of the philosophy of history?
Oh, yes.
You see, the
yes.
People in Asia, they're Oriental. They have the Oriental civilization. And then you have in the rest of the world, all these people, like you either have in Asia, you either have one person basically free to do anything they want. That could be Kim or that could be Chairman Xi. Or you have small cliques of people, elites, that run everything. And then if you go to Latin America, it's small cliques that run everything. Okay.
Right.
So
they're not
civilizations or peoples with individual freedom. This is a war against individual freedom. Okay. They want everybody to be slaves. They can enslave the other people. It's white people they have problem enslaving. So they got to get rid of them. Okay. It's just sort of how it is, you know. That's why we're the target. Okay. So, I'm going to go over this is a likely scenario for the Civil War and World War III. Okay. So for the purposes of this narrative, I will call the progressive Marxist woke just woke. I will call Christian individualists and those who believe in our Constitution and Bill of Rights patriots. So it's the woke against the patriots. Nothing
right.
seems to make sense in current events. It seems like our leaders are making incredibly stupid decisions. This is the fog of war. What military intelligence does is try to make sense out of what does not make sense to arrive at the enemy's intention. And that's basically what I've done here. The enemy works hard to disguise their true intentions, to misdirect you, or outright deceive you. This is called counterintelligence. The world leaders would like you to think that things just happen sort of by accident, like we just drift into it. But everything that happens is intentional. If you can define the enemy's goal, then things can make sense in that context. I'm assuming here that the goal is the World Economic Forum goal of the Great Reset. With that in mind, as the template laying out the enemy's intention, we can define their plan from current events. Okay, that's how we can interpret what's going on. So the Civil War in America will break out in November 5th, 2024. We can know this because it will not be an organic or spontaneous civil war, but a planned civil war. We can tell because the Democrats insist on running Joe Biden. That does not make rational sense, but it does make sense that they have a plan.
And their plan has also been to bring 10 million invaders, fighting age men, in the last 3.5 years.
It's on the table.
It's right in front of you.
So you see, if Joe Biden won the election, most people would be convinced that there are, in fact, free and fair elections. They would know that American constitutional democracy is over. What would people do? They will live with it, passively resist, become apathetic towards politics, become skeptical of everything, and basically withdraw from public life. There won't be a mass of white people rebelling. They will not take arms. They will not take their country back. This will not happen. They know that the white people will not do this.
So sad to hear that, but you're so correct. We just don't have it. We're not the same. We're not the same European Americans we were a generation ago. That's gone. They're gone. What we have now is
This is because they are individualists and focus on their mortgages, their car payments, and their kids' education.
They're consumed with themselves.
Exactly. This would not be a sufficient crisis to implement the Great Reset. That's not going to work for them. However, if Trump wins, Antifa and BLM will revolt and start burning down America on November 6, 2024. Their 8 million man army of illegal immigrants will also riot and run rampant, raping, pillaging, and plundering. The U.S. military and law enforcement at the federal and state levels will stand down. So will law enforcement in the major cities in the metropolitan areas. This will be billed as a war to, quote, save our democracy from the MAGAs. And a MAGAT is a MAGA person. That's what the woke people call them, MAGATs.
That's right.
And deplorables who cling to their Bibles and their guns. Make no mistake that the clingers meme is about the First and Second Amendment. It is about our Constitution. They want to save our democracy from our Constitution. They have 86 days before Inauguration Day on January 20th, and Trump will never be able to take office. The woke will seize the initiative from the outset and will maintain the initiative with the help of the army of the illegal aliens. Some state National Guards will side with the people, but not many. Biden will quickly federalize them so they won't be under the command of the governors. The patriots will be very reluctant to organize and defend themselves. They will get slaughtered. It will take a lot for the patriots to get motivated. And the woke hope to use that lag time to wipe them out. Yeah. The woke have been actively organizing in preparation for this war, especially after January 2021 when Biden was installed in office. With the institution of DEI and the Department of Defense, with Homeland Security doing the equivalent of DEI with our immigration system, allowing millions of undeserving people of color across our borders, with the Department of Treasury impoverishing Americans through artificially induced inflation, with the Department of Justice encouraging rampant crime through their policies, with the Department of Labor encouraging DEI in every industry, and with the Department of Education forcing Marxist indoctrination of our children, and with the FBI and ATF actively hunting down and arresting patriots and identifying their enemy by spying on social media. The woke have prepared the battlefield for woke victory. Patriots are not prepared. They were waiting for their government to be rational, fair, and just, when that was never a possibility. When patriots finally
start
fighting...
Mitch, another aspect to this, and it's very disturbing. I wouldn't have thought that this would ever have made it this far. 25% of Generation Z, and that's 28-year-old and under, right? Fighting age. 25% identify with LGBTQ plus. 25%. Now that's the admitted number. Is that a correct number? Yeah. Probably. These young people are so confused.
28 to 30%.
They're so confused. They're never going to find themselves. Their lives are basically over. They're never going to figure it out.
Yeah.
No, they're so confused now. It's ridiculous.
Total darkness. So when patriots finally start fighting back, there will be outrage at their terrorism. And the Patriot Act will be used to deny them any protections of the law whatsoever. How dare we defend ourselves? They have been fostering that mindset for years by arresting and charging people for murder when they were defending themselves. The left has been doing intensive psychological preparation of the battlefield. January 6th was a psyops to keep white people from daring to protest. It was meant to shut white people up and keep them from organizing. It has been immensely successful. When we look
all
at
true.
Foreign affairs, it also... So go ahead, Jeff.
All true. That's all I'm saying. You're 100% on. Yep, as usual. You're right.
So when we look at foreign affairs, it also makes their intentions clear for World War III. You see, they tell the people of America and Europe that Russia is a threat to democracy. I want you to first consider who the threat to peace, world order, and national sovereignty actually are. The United States has created failed states in Somalia, Libya, Yemen, Iraq, and Afghanistan. We have, without UN approval, invaded and occupied Kosovo and Serbia and northeastern Syria. These were not sanctioned by the UN and were against international law. We overthrew the legally and popularly elected government in Ukraine and installed a hand-picked puppet government in 2014, orchestrated by the U.S. State Department regime change Karen, Victoria Nuland.
She bragged about spending, I think, $5 billion to accomplish that overthrow.
No, she makes no secret of it. She's very proud of it. And keep in mind, she is a Jewish person. Okay.
Yep.
And her husband, Robert Kagan, he's a big neoconservative warmonger, and he's Jewish also. So the truth is that the U.S. government knows that Russia has no intention of invading NATO or a NATO nation. How can we tell? Because Victoria Nuland was passed over for the number two post at the State Department in favor of war with China guru Kurt Campbell. You may think this would bait Russia into going ahead and taking advantage of this to invade Ukraine and finish their objectives. Think about this realistically. Is America so arrogant that we thought we could impose modern woke government on a medieval tribal Islamic Afghanistan? Or did we just want a failed state in Afghanistan? Did we really think American power was so awesome that we could control Afghanistan when the British and Soviets before us failed so miserably? We failed just as miserably as our predecessors did. Then just think, we pick on another nation with a similar history. Both Napoleon and Hitler invaded Russia, and they not only failed horribly, but it led to the downfall of Napoleon's and Hitler's empire.
That's right.
Are we so arrogant that we did not think we would fail against Russia? Could we be so incredibly stupid, or did we want to fail? That's a
There's a mix. I agree. It's on the table. Yes. Remember, nothing is left to chance, Mitch. Yeah.
Nothing is left to chance. I mean, they have to make some adjustments, you know, adapt.
That's
a
all.
Little bit.
Fine-tuning.
Our true intentions were to bankrupt Russia and make life so miserable for the Russian people that they would rebel and Russia would collapse. Of course, they knew that the NATO nations would also collapse from economic stagnation, and all of Europe and North America would be ready for the Great Reset. It did not work out this way, but they have a plan B. By January 2025, the riots, anarchy, murder, mayhem, it will be burning on in the United States. The patriots are being genocided while the military and police stand by. Biden has declared martial law, and it is impossible to inaugurate a new president due to the anarchy. Imagine, the American Civil War rages on until the ground dries out in Ukraine. The Russians decide that it's time to conclude their special military operation. They sweep across the Dnieper River in the north, in the west to Odessa. They do exactly what they say they will do. To avoid future conflict with Romania, they leave Chernivtsi for Romania, Zakopane for Hungary, and at least Lviv and Volyn for Poland. They will take the east bank of the Dniester River, Transdniester, from Moldova. The Europeans will cry about being in mortal threat of invasion by Russia. They know that Russia is not going to invade them, but that is not the purpose of the shrill warnings. In America, they will say that the patriots are traitors, enabling the Russian victory and putting America at mortal peril. It will be the rallying cry for the total extermination of people who are not woke. Finally, the U.S. military and law enforcement will be unleashed on the patriots to hunt them down and exterminate them. Under the cover of NATO, the Europeans will have to come to America, America's aid, and European troops will once again be on American soil to fight against freedom. They know they can send them because they know Russia has no intention of attacking. They just won't admit that to their own people because they want them to be afraid. As things deteriorate, finally the United Nations will have to send in peacekeepers to implement the Great Reset in America. You see, America with its constitution is the greatest obstacle to the World Economic Forum's plans for the Great Reset. The American Constitution is all that stands in the way of progress. Financially and economically, the Second American Civil War will break both the United States and Europe. NATO armies are not very impressive. They can slaughter innocent civilians, but they cannot stand against a modern army. Consider that the American army, which considers itself the best army in the world, could not beat an unorganized gaggle of Afghani goat farmers in 20 years. Can they really fight a modern organized army? The American Civil War will destroy America and Europe for the World Economic Forum, but who will destroy Russia? Well, remember all the talk going on now about how Russia is going to attack NATO? It is not the case, but the point is that they are preparing you for World War III by making Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran look like they are a mortal threat to us. The pretext for war will be simple. They tell us that Russia simply cannot be allowed to win in Ukraine. As Russian troops sweep across Ukraine, NATO will cross all Russian red lines by sending NATO troops into Russia, allowing long-range weapons to attack Russian targets in Russia, and launching NATO jets from NATO soil to enforce a no-fly zone that violates NATO neutrality. Russia will be forced to go nuclear, and if they don't, NATO will, out of desperation, they will launch an attack. This will kill many Russians, but remember that they have pretty good national civil defense program.
They can get the entire population of Moscow into supposedly nuclear survival shelters underground within 40 to 45 minutes. The whole city. They've rehearsed it and and everything is stocked and carefully groomed and manicured and ready to receive millions of people. That's a country that cares about its population.
Oh, yeah. They value their people. We do not value ours. Russia will launch a retaliatory strike on the United States that will put an end to our civil war. Now all of the European nations on Earth will be destroyed, and the remaining people will be those from Oriental and elite-driven societies. These are more compliant people. The world is now ready to go into the Great Reset program. The switch up in the State Department shows that we are trying to focus some attention to a war with China. When China sees us in civil war, they will launch a blockade of Taiwan. They will want to keep Taiwan intact as much as possible. The first arm of the Chinese strategy is to do area denial against U.S. forces. They have the capability to do that conventionally. They will have their nuclear forces on standby. Their nuclear strategy is to disrupt American logistics. Their first-tier targets are Yokota, Okinawa, Guam, Darwin, Honolulu, Anchorage, Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Chicago, Houston, Washington, D.C., and New York. They can destroy American power with this one attack.
What is your thought about what's your thought about neutralizing everything with an EMP or several EMP bursts first?
Well, any attack on the United States is going to have a minimum of one EMP burst over the U.S. and possibly two.
I would put
one in the west and one in the east. Burn everything up. I mean,
remember,
shut down our economy.
Don't forget about Denver and the idea of flying into DIA and getting the underground maglev into the mountain shelter. They got big cities apparently under the mountains outside of Denver, to the west of Denver.
To the west of Colorado Springs, Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah, now that's the center of the country, and it's easiest location for people to get to.
The special people.
I'm not talking about us. The special people.
That's true. But China does not want to deal with the American retaliatory strike. They can do this by one of two methods. First, they can wait until the United States nukes Russia and Russia has launched the retaliatory strike. Then the United States won't have very many missiles to retaliate with. If they cannot wait, they can have North Korea do the exact same strategic strike to destroy American logistics. North Korean nuclear strategy is identical to Chinese. Okay. They're complementary to each other. Mm-hmm. Or we may just remind us of the threat China is to our security and tell us about how China is taking advantage of our civil war, that we launch a preemptive strike on China because it's an essential threat to us.
Yeah. Real quick, the Chinese have 5.5 million CCP members right here now legally in this country, not to mention the 100,000 plus who have come in under the Biden no borders policy. So there's a lot of Chinese here ready to get involved instantly, and they could launch a million man army with no trouble at all. Hold on just a second. We'll be right back with Mitchell Henderson right after this. Okay, here we are back with Mitch Henderson. We are looking at an ever-increasing pressure being put on Russia, the invasion of Russia twice by the Ukrainian military in the last 10 days now, I guess. They were tried to send one command, I want to say commando squad, but it was more than that. There were tanks, there were troop carriers. They had a lot of people on the ground that tried to make it to Belgorod. It didn't happen, but that was an overt, direct invasion of Russian territory by the Ukrainian military. And that was just one of two. So I don't know how much longer they're going to put up with this, the Russians. And you also have to ask yourself, how can these attacks continue? They're shooting down, we know, the Russians are, scores of drones, sometimes in a 24-hour period. They can't stop that kind of warfare. It's very expensive to shoot drones down, which costs a few $100 or a little more, but depending on the type of drone. But it's getting to be now where I don't know how much more the Russians could or should tolerate, Mitchell. I really don't. Their red lines have been crossed plenty of times.
What the Ukrainians are doing in these little invasions of Russia, they're not hurting Russia in any way, shape, or form. These do not hurt Russia. Strategically, tactically, operational.
Oh, I understand.
I understand it's not harming them.
I get it.
But Ukraine's doing it for is propaganda purposes, okay? To say, oh, we struck Russia, you know. But they're making a big deal out of it, but it's not a big deal. It's for the Ukrainian people.
Oh, it's a media event. I get that. But still, they are killing Russian civilians.
And electronic warfare is bringing the drones down. That is not expensive. They're just shutting them down midair with electronic warfare. They don't have to
I have no direct knowledge. I'll take your word on that. I know they do have surface-to-air missile.
They just knock them out of the air.
issues. They have man pads, and they do have EMF tech that can bring it down too. I know, but trying to watch from here and get a real tight. You've got sources, so that's one reason, one of many, why people should listen very carefully what you say. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we simply cannot depend on the Chinese nor Koreans to launch the nuclear war. If we want to get something done, we must do it ourselves. China will then launch a retaliatory strike on us. In this scenario, the China problem is dealt with, and China will be in a sorry state and perhaps ready for the Great Reset to impose. China does not have a good civil defense program, but it can afford to lose a lot of people and could recover faster than other areas. China is a major concern for the World Economic Forum, a major concern because in this vacuum of power in the world, the Chinese will still be there. So they have to take them out. That is why we saw that change at the State Department. There's more focus on China because they're not the threat to America. They're a threat to the World Economic Forum. Okay, and we're not fighting for America. You got to remember that. So we have been preparing for the Middle Eastern theater of war for decades. Since 1979, we have kept the Muslim Arab world destabilized, first by allowing the Shah of Iran to be overthrown in 1979 to destabilize the Persian Gulf and put us into a permanent low-intensity conflict in the region. Second, by sending the Arab nations against Iran, a war between Shia and Sunni to deflect from the Arab conflict with Israel. In 1980, we encouraged Iraq to attack Iran. The war burned on for 8 years and kept the U.S. Navy engaged in the Persian Gulf until this very day. And then in 1990, we invaded Iraq after Iraq invaded Kuwait, egged on by April Glaspie in the State Department. We remained engaged in a low-intensity conflict in northern Iraq for over a decade. In 1993, we engaged in Somalia and ensured that it remained a failed state. In 1996, we butted into the Yugoslav civil war under the pretext of protecting Muslims in Bosnia. In 1999, we invaded Serbia under the pretext of protecting the Muslims in Kosovo. In 2001, we invaded Afghanistan using the 9/11 terrorist attacks as a pretext. We stayed for 20 years. In 2003, we invaded Iraq again under clearly false pretenses. We stayed until 2011, but returned from 2013 to 2017 to fight ISIS. ISIS gave us a pretext to permanently station U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq. We have major military U.S. bases in Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar. We did all of this under the pretext of the global war on terrorism. We did it to control and weaken Islamic nations because they are a competitor to the World Economic Forum. We used Israel, the Israel situation, to permanently destabilize the Middle East. We have carried our support for Israel to absurd levels of brainwashing. In March 2024, this month, I listened to an announcer on Christian Broadcasting Network declare that, quote, whoever is persecuted in Christ's name, like Israel is now, will be spared from their enemies by Christ.
Mitch, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Would you say that again? I'm not sure I understood that. Please.
Well, it's because it's shocking is what the problem is. Whoever is persecuted in Christ's name, like Israel is now, will be spared from their enemies by Christ. This is Christian Broadcasting Network saying this.
Oh, man, okay. Have they been penetrated. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. So, trust me, Israel is doing absolutely nothing in Christ's name. And to imply that the cold-blooded murder and genocide of over 15,000 children in the Gaza Strip is in Christ's name is like saying that Christ supports abortion. Christ is actually very specific about his anger for those who harm little children. The apocalypse in the book of Revelation is not about saving Israel or the Jews. It is about saving those who faithfully follow Christ. Israel is 65% atheist, has laws against evangelizing for Christ, and is the gay Mecca of the Middle East. Israel is absolutely not being persecuted in Christ's name. Israel is a persecutor of Christians.
Uh-huh.
The American narrative is delusional. Jerusalem is intended to be the world capital of the World Economic Forum's project. The Atlantic Magazine published a cover article this month saying that that anti-Semitism will destroy American democracy. Just exactly how, I wonder.
Oh,
such an assertion is a major stretch. Harper's put out a cover article in March blaming AI for Israel's lack of response to the Hamas attack on October 7th.
Oh, yeah. This is all science fiction. It's all lies.
Yeah.
Honest to God, the Jewish state they're masters at reversing reality. It's astounding to me how they do it. They really are. Well, they've been practicing for thousands of years, so I guess they got it right. But, I mean, when you have the media in your back pocket, you can do anything. And the lies I've seen and you've seen and many of you listening have seen are stupendous, and yet they seem to get away with it. I laugh. I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it's really something else. Watching these people work. Go ahead.
So this uptick in government propaganda about the Middle East, trying to control the narrative, is what you would call chatter that indicates that things are going to get worse. On top of that, you have Congress trying to shut down or control TikTok because they say it spreads lies about what happened in Israel on October 7th and caused massive protests against Israel. I can assure you that governments throughout history have never shut down lies. That is usually unnecessary. They only quash truths. The truth is dangerous to power. Lies are not dangerous to power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? At any rate, at some point, we can expect Hezbollah to go to war with Israel, and then eventually the Arab world and Turkey will jump on board. That will probably happen when the Second American Civil War breaks out. I mean, the Second American Civil War is critical to throwing the world into turmoil because it gives everybody the opportunity to go ahead and make their move. With the USA out of the way, they can do what they want. The Second American Civil War will lead to World War III, just like the Spanish Civil War led to World War II. History repeats itself because the same people plan it, and they are usually not very original.
Right.
World War One brought us the League of Nations. World War Two brought us the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, and the Bretton Woods financial system. World War Three will bring us the Antichrist's New World Order, run with the help of absurdly woke artificial intelligence, with central bank digital currency using blockchain technology. This is how they will manage the Great Reset, where you will own nothing and be happy, and you will be happy whether you like it or not. Happiness will be mandatory in the Antichrist's earthly paradise.
There's your best line right there. Happiness will be mandatory. You got it right there. Now, this is it's all so over the top now. It's stupefying. Now, this TikTok thing is fascinating. I don't know much about TikTok. I've talked about it a little bit on the program here and there, but it does present quite often some remarkably frank and truthful statements about geopolitics, etc. It doesn't seem to be censored nearly as much as most of your cast of characters.
Well, it's not controlled by American Jewish companies.
Remember what they did.
Let me look at Elon Musk. Keep in mind, he has kowtowed to the Jews also.
Okay. Yes, of course he has. The House of Representatives last week, as all of you know who were paying attention, passed that bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok, right? Unless, and this is what the bill says, its Chinese owner, ByteDance, sells its stake in the company within 165 days, no, 6 months. Guess who's already organizing a buyout of TikTok to allow it to continue to function? Former Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Jewish money. They're going to buy it. They'll own TikTok. in all likelihood.
Because
That's the way it looks. So they passed this law to make it
remember,
available for a Jewish takeover. That's what they're doing.
And remember, in Congress, they specifically said they had to shut it down because of all the information that came out from TikTok about what was going on in Israel, especially the stand down of the IDF. Okay, that's a big sore spot for them that information got out.
Right.
I want the audience to know though that when October 7th happened, the information I got about the IDF shutting down did not come from TikTok. It came from sources in the Middle East. Okay,
got it.
Not from TikTok. So they'll still be out there, but those sources are not available to everybody. TikTok is. Not all of them, but most of the reports that I got eventually made their way to TikTok within a few weeks and become widely available. So TikTok isn't controlled by the United States government, so it was able to speak the truth. But the reason why all these people went out and protested against Israel didn't really have anything to do with TikTok. It had to do with Israel openly and blatantly committing genocide in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
That was unmistakable. They can't hide that. We just want to blame TikTok, okay? So the Civil War and World War III will be devastating to North America, Western Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. What all areas will have in common is no communications, no transportation, no electricity, no water. After the initial shock wears off, we can expect total anarchy. Antifa and BLM will go on killing spree and expropriate the property of white deplorables. Soon famine will follow, and right behind that will be pestilence. The initial fighting could kill about 10% of the population. The famine and pestilence will kill a minimum of 60% of the population. It will take them time to impose the Great Reset, and hunger and sickness will be used as a weapon to get us to obey and comply. They will control the food so they can control you. They will control the medicine so they can control you. It will be important to get out into the countryside and away from the cities. They already plan to seize coastal cities and cities on major rivers first. Then, like an expanding oil spot, they will reach out and gain control from there. They will grab the strategic areas first, then tactically important areas like bridges and major transportation hubs. So run to unimportant areas of no tactical or strategic value, or just run anywhere you can, okay? Patriots will be exterminated if they do not wake up and prepare for what is coming. Okay. And when I'm saying this dismal projection of what's going to happen to the Patriots, I'm standing back and I'm evaluating facts. Okay. And what I see does not look pretty. Okay.
Well, here's X with Elon Musk, who continues to put out patriot-like statements. Patriot actions. We're supposed to think he actually earned his way to being the wealthiest man in the world. And he hires as his first employee when he took over X with Jewish money, Linda, Jewish, Yaccarino, former World Economic Forum insider. She was a committee chair under the WEF with Schwab to run the company as CEO. Now, don't think that TikTok is the only game in town. It's not, but it is certainly censoring less on balance, in my opinion, than X. I see more censorship coming out of X than I do TikTok.
Yes. But you have to realize what TikTok is this is a platform. Anybody can put their videos on there. And see, that's what's not censored, is anybody can put their
right.
stuff on there.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Okay, and they want to stop that. And I want people to step back and look. Okay, and what they want from the Patriots, they want to make you moderates. They put Elon Musk out there to say, okay, here's a guy of reason. Listen, their reason only goes so far. Their reason is limited to what they want to allow. In other words, look at the Congress of the United States. Look at our Republican senators and congressmen. These people are not for you. These people are not awake. These people are basically just a controlled opposition. These people are there to create this middle ground to keep you sort of in the middle until they can wipe you out. Okay, your voice won't be there at the end. They will not be listening to moderate voices. Okay, these people, the ones hate you. They hate you. You can see it everywhere. I remember I went out to L.A. to a relative's house, and I was looking. I wasn't sure where her house was, so I was looking at just different houses in the street, and I decided to go up and knock on her door and ask somebody if they knew her, because it's a small, like, neighborhood, and I figured they probably would know who she was. And when I walked up to this house, they had a big sign in the window, you know, Trump supporters, stay away, we hate you. Well, why would you put that up in your house in the window, you know?
Wow.
Why would you put that up there? It's just blatant hatred. I mean, think about this. Yeah. What I'd like to do for just a minute is I'd like to tell people about the Rwandan genocide in 1993, okay?
May I do something real quick? Yeah. This is important. We know now that house stealing, they call it squatting, it's house stealing, it's home stealing, it's mass property theft, is going on at an ever-increasing rate all over the country. There's a woman here in New York City, she inherited a home full of people squatting in the home. She changed the locks on the door to try to keep them out and was arrested and taken away in handcuffs. Her own home. So that's how insane it's getting here, all right? $1 million home taken over by bums, invaders as well, and you can't get your home back. This is part of the plan. They're planning this. If you have a vacant home, don't have a vacant home ever. Have somebody in it at all times if you can. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes,
that was
absolutely
interesting to me.
So in Rwanda in 1993, what they did with just a radio, okay, is they called the Tutsis cockroaches and said these terrible things about them. Now, who were Tutsis? The Tutsis and the Hutus are the two people that live there. The Hutus basically have big flared noses, big lips and stuff, whereas the Tutsis have fine aquiline noses and thin lips. In other words, Tutsis have white facial features, okay, closer to white, okay, and the Hutus are far away from
correct.
That.
The Tutsis traditionally
own the businesses and own the power in Rwanda. So they called them cockroaches. They just condemned them. And then one day they just went out with machetes, and in a few weeks killed 1 million Tutsis. Okay, so keep
Sounds
that
like
in
Cambodia.
Mind when you think
Cold
about what they're doing here.
With
yes,
shovels.
Think about what they're doing here. They're calling you deplorables, clingers to your Bibles and your guns. Okay,
right.
Deplorables, clingers, maggots. Okay, white supremacists that are a threat to democracy. Okay, they're shooting you down. They're erasing you from existence. They're making. Like I look at VA commercials, and all our warriors are all black warriors. We don't have any veterans that are white on the VA. The only time they show white people is when they're showing pictures of criminals. Like the FBI put out a media campaign, we have to stop this massive shoplifting. And who do they have on their picture? A couple of young white women shoplifting a purse. That is not the problem. The problem, as we all know and we can see on TV every day, is mobs of black people going in and mobbing the store and stealing everything. But you see, it's just another thing. So what's going on is they have laid the groundwork, the psychological groundwork, the propaganda for the genocide of white people. Okay? And white people just will not believe that. They just won't believe it. They're too sophisticated to believe that. They will not believe their own eyes.
They have such a rude awakening coming. Oh, God. A fatal rude awakening.
And when they do resist and rise up, they will be terrorists that have to be crushed like bugs.
Right.
Okay? They've allowed this to happen. We're a majority in this country, and we've allowed this to happen. Okay? How do you think they're going to treat white people when they are a minority in this country in just 10 or 20 years? You know?
I don't know what's going on. I was just thinking about that. 10 or 20 years. I don't think we're going to make it to 10
years.
No,
we're not. We don't have to worry about that. We're not going to make it that far. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Sorry to say. Mitchell, thank you.
They're
going to
accelerate things by wiping us out, you know.
One more time?
They're going to accelerate things by just wiping us out. They're not going to wait for
a concur.
Full replacement.
I concur. All right. Wow. Talk to you next week, and thank you for that, because it's an insight that very few people offer. You're really preparing it as it's brass tacks. That's what you're serving up. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All righty. Good night. Mitchell Henderson, and he just presents it with no frills. It's just straight facts. Okay, we'll be right back with David Oates from Australia. Let's see what he has tonight. Reverse speech newsmakers coming up next.